What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pep Talk Friday. We flipped from Vibe Check. We'll do both at once. But it's Pep Talk Friday. Take it to him. Get him.
Get him.
Tackle him hard. And we get a tweet here. As a teacher, I need that pep talk each day I walk into my classroom, especially this last day before break.
There's always a silver lining, I feel like, with pep talks. There always has to be a silver lining. There always has to be light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
For this teacher, there's light at the end of the tunnel because you have a long break.
Long break.
Just give it all you got. Give it all you got today because you know what? When today's over, you're smooth sailing.
That's right. She doesn't have her name here, so let's just call her Beth. Listen here, Beth. You got 8 hours of boogers, spitballs,
farts
and wedgies, and that annoying kid who you have to have sitting in the front of the class because you know if he's in the back of the class, he's just going to distract the whole class. 8 hours. And then you know what? The eggnog's just around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Happy hour coming up fast.
Oh, yeah.
You got this, Beth. Take it home. And if you sleepwalk through today, no one's really going to notice. The kids are barely there. I mean,
play a Christmas story.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Do you give teachers apples anymore? Is that a thing?
I don't think so.
No? That used to be a big thing.
That was.
Yeah, back in, I think, like one-room schoolhouses. But now teachers, I think you get gifts. My wife was putting one together last night. She's the class mom.
Hmm.
And so she put something together. So I'm sure Beth here, she's going to get a nice little gift from these snot-nosed brats.
Mm-hmm.
You
if
got
you, if you were a teacher and you got a gift and you liked the gift from one of your students, would you like I'm gonna take a little easy on a little?
Oh yeah.
Would you have class favorites?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's why I could never be a teacher.
Right.
Yeah. We do the whole greasy wheel kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'd be corrupt.
Yeah. You would.
Absolutely. I'd be corrupt. Mike in Grove City next up. Hi, Mike.
Hey guys, I love the show.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Here's my pep talk. I don't know much about pep talks, but I would go in with something like this if I'm Mike Tomlin. You know, guys, I'm not going to come in here and give you the best motivational speech. We all know what's on the line here. Steelers, Ravens for the North. But what I'm going to tell you is, I'm going to tell you why we're going to win this football game.
Let's go.
It's simple. Because we are the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why. Let's bring home this playoff game to get us a home playoff game that we deserve.
They play defense. We invented defense.
I like it.
Steel curtain.
Say he's not a pep talk guy. That's perfect.
Blitzburg. Good stuff, Mike. Do you think they're going to win? You think they're going to bring it home here?
I was trying to think. I was listening to you guys all morning. I'm trying to think, who has to have a big game. And I think it's Jaylen Warren. I think he has to have a big spark out of the backfield. We have some screen passes. I know I'm not a history guy, but, we never win in Philly. We didn't win in Philly. We always usually beat the Ravens, so... I'm going to bank on some history, thinking we still have their number, but somebody got to step up, and I'm just trying to figure out who it
is. Jaylen Warren's a good call, Mike, and thanks for the call. You've been saying that all week, Dorn.
Yeah. He's their most explosive player. I mean, if you want to have a close second, that would be Calvin Austin, but I don't see Calvin Austin. I don't think Calvin Austin can take over a football game. He could be a nice piece to the puzzle, and he has been, at times, making some really combat catches, especially some touchdown catches in the back of the end zone. For his size and what he can do, he has been a spark. But for somebody that could take over a game, I think Jaylen Warren is definitely capable of doing that in multiple ways.
Here's a stat, baby. Ready for a stat? Here's a stat. Ravens have given up the fifth most receiving yards per game to the running back position. They give up 41 receiving yards a game. Now, it's a far cry from, like, the 120 the Steelers got against the Bengals, but look, take the free yards. Don't be behind down a distance. That's what killed them against Philly. It absolutely nuked their chances. Every time you looked up, it was 3rd and 9 or longer. And against that pass rush, you ain't going to get it done. And The Ravens, I have never been a big believer in their pass rush all year, but then you look up and they got 44 sacks. And they only blitz like 20% of the time. So they can get you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be in those long down and distance situations. You got a pep talk for the Steelers, 412-928-9370. You got a vibe. How you feeling about this game? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Couple more reasons for optimism as I'm poring over stats and watching film last night, Doran. I didn't watch any film. I watched Olivia Babcock smack the hell out of the volleyball time and time again. And then I watched the Penguins beat Nashville, which felt good because screw those guys, beat them in the cup final in 2017. But I got stats. Ravens are committing more penalties than any team in football. They've committed 997 yards worth of penalties this year. By far the most in football. The Steelers have committed 750 yards worth of penalties. That's a distinct advantage. But we've kind of seen that come unraveled for Pittsburgh the last few weeks. So rein that in. It has not been a big problem, I don't think, for the Steelers all season, but it's popped up of late. Baltimore haven't been able to correct that all year.
Mm-mm.
So hopefully there's some hidden yardage there, and hopefully they do some silly, stupid stuff. So that's a reason for optimism. Here's another one. Steelers, plus 18 in turnover differential. The Ravens, just two to the positive side of the ledger. They don't turn it over, but they haven't forced a lot of turnovers right this year. So a couple of things that could sway the game in Pittsburgh's direction.
Yeah, some little things. Those little things do matter in games like this. I mean, I'm glad you brought those up.
Thank you.
You know, you think about extending drives. You think about time of possession, keeping the ball to Lamar's hands. If they commit penalties on defense, I mean, you're extending drives without having to force to extend drives and keep the ball into on your offense's side of the ball. So those little things will matter in this game. The special teams will matter in this game.
Yes.
I mean, we know that. That's what Steelers-Ravens does bring to the table. But you still have to manufacture explosive plays. You have to manufacture touchdowns in this football game because Lamar Jackson, it's a different animal you're going against this time. I can almost bet my house on it. It's going to be a different Lamar Jackson.
You nailed the time of possession thing. You got to keep the ball.
Yeah.
Probably an under-discussed reason why the Steelers won the first game. So Philly held it for 40 minutes, and we're all running around like the sky's falling. And I think for good reason. That just can't happen at the end of that game. 40 minutes they held the ball. Steelers held it for 36. First time against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
So Lamar wasn't on the field. And he did, I thought, start to figure some stuff out at the end of that football game. And then, again, we come back to Harbaugh. That's like the worst two-point conversion play I've ever seen.
Ever.
And Tomlin, it was like timeout gymnastics at the end of the game. They wanted to call a certain play. Then Mike Tomlin calls a timeout. Then they go to their second best play, and their second best play was ass.
Mm-hmm.